Page 9. Demographic information. 1. Name, in parentheses, applies to paper questionnaire only, end of parentheses. In the spaces provided, copy the names in the same order as in step B. Then answer the following questions for each person. Write in field, family name. Write in field, given name. The following questions refer to each person's situation on May 12, 2026, unless otherwise specified. 2. What are this person's date of birth and age? If the exact date of birth is not known, enter the best estimate. For children less than 1 year old, enter 0 for age. Write in field, day. Write in field, month. Write in field, year. Write in field, age. 3. What is this person's gender? Gender refers to an individual's personal and social identity as a man, in parentheses, or a boy, end of parentheses, a woman, in parentheses, or a girl, end of parentheses, or a person who is not exclusively a man, in parentheses, or a boy, end of parentheses, or a woman, in parentheses, or a girl, end of parentheses. For example, non-binary, agender, gender fluid, queer, or two-spirit. Response option 1, man, in parentheses, or boy, end of parentheses. Response option 2, woman, in parentheses, or girl, end of parentheses. Write in field, or please specify this person's gender. Page 10. 4. What was this person's sex at birth? Sex at birth refers to the sex recorded on a person's first birth certificate. It is typically observed based on a person's reproductive system and other physical characteristics. Response option 1, male. Response option 2, female. 5. What is the relationship of this person to person 1? Common law refers to two people who live together as a couple and who are not married, regardless of the duration of the relationship. Person 1, no answer required for person 1. Page 11. Person 2. Response option 1, married spouse of person 1. Response option 2, common law partner of person 1. Response option 3, child of person 1 and another person living at this address. Response option 4, child of person 1 only, in parentheses, mark if no other legal parent of this person lives at this address, end of parentheses. Response option 5, stepchild of person 1. Response option 6, parent of person 1. Response option 7, grandchild of person 1. Response option 8, spouse or partner of child of person 1. Response option 9, parent of spouse or partner of person 1. Response option 10, sibling of person 1. Response option 11, foster child of person 1. Response option 12, roommate, lodger, or boarder of person 1. Write in field, other relationship. Specify. For example, ex-spouse or ex-partner. Persons 3 to 5. Response option 1, married spouse of person 1. Response option 2, common law partner of person 1. Response option 3, child of person 1 and person 2. Response option 4, child of person 1 and another person living at this address. Response option 5, child of person 1 only, in parentheses, mark if no other legal parent of this person lives at this address, end of parentheses. Response option 6, stepchild of person 1. Response option 7, parent of person 1. Response option 8, grandchild of person 1. Response option 9, spouse or partner of child of person 1. Response option 10, parent of spouse or partner of person 1. Response option 11, sibling of person 1. Response option 12, foster child of person 1. Response option 13, roommate, lodger, or boarder of person 1. Write in field other relationship, specify. For example, ex-spouse or ex-partner. Questions 6 and 7 are asked only for persons aged 15 years and older, in parentheses born before May 12, 2011, end of parentheses. Page 12. 6. What is this person's marital status? Specify one option only. Response option 1, never legally married. Response option 2, legally married, in parentheses, and not separated, end of parentheses. Response option 3, separated but still legally married. Response option 4, divorced. Response option 5, widowed. 7. Is this person living with a common law partner? Common law refers to two people who live together as a couple, but who are not married, regardless of the duration of the relationship. Response option 1, yes. Response option 2, no. Page 13. 8. Can this person speak English or French well enough to conduct a conversation? Specify one option only. Response option 1, English only. Response option 2, French only. Response option 3, both English and French. Response option 4, neither English nor French. 9A. What language or languages does this person speak on a regular basis at home? Response option 1, English. Response option 2, French. Write in field other language or languages, specify. If this person indicates only one language in question 9A, go to question 10. 9B. Of these languages, which one does this person speak most often at home? Indicate more than one language only if they are spoken equally at home. Response option 1, English. Response option 2, French. Write in field other language, specify. Page 14. 10. What is the language that this person first learned at home in childhood and still understands? If the person no longer understands the first language learned, indicate the second language learned. Response option 1, English. Response option 2, French. Write in field, other language, specify. The following questions collect information in accordance with the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms to support education programs in English and French in Canada. 11. Is this dwelling located in Quebec? Response option 1, no. Arrow pointing right. Continue with question 12. Response option 2, yes. Arrow pointing right. Go to question 15. 12. Did this person do any of their primary or secondary schooling in French in Canada? In parentheses, including immersion, end of parentheses. Specify one option only. Response option 1, yes. In parentheses, previously or currently attending. Response option 2, no. Arrow pointing right. Go to question 17. Page 15. 13. In which type of program was this schooling in French done? Response option 1, a regular French program in a French language school. Response option 2, a French immersion program in an English language school. Arrow pointing right. Go to question 17. Response option 3, both types of programs. Write in field, other program, specify. 14. For how many years did this person attend a regular French program in a French language school in Canada? Write in field, number of years in primary schooling, in parentheses, including kindergarten and middle school, end of parentheses. Arrow pointing right, go to question 17. Write in field, number of years in secondary schooling. Arrow pointing right, go to question 17. 15. Did this person do any of their primary or secondary schooling in an English language school in Canada? In parentheses, including immersion, end of parentheses. Specify one option only. Response, option 1, yes, in parentheses, previously or currently attending, end of parentheses. Response, option 2, no, arrow pointing right, go to question 17. Page 16. 16. For how many years did this person do their schooling in an English language school in Canada? In parentheses, including immersion, end of parentheses. Write in field, number of years in primary schooling, in parentheses, including kindergarten, end of parentheses. Write in field, number of years in secondary schooling.